Hammer Down Show, 101.7 The Hammer, 101.7thehammer.com. Time now to talk some high school sports like we always do on Thursdays with Sam King from the Lafayette Journal and Courier. And Sam joins us now on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline. Sam, how are you?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you guys?
Hey, we're doing great. I guess you get a little break in the action here today. It's been kind of a busy week for you.
Yeah, kind of to echo something you said earlier on the show, though, Clayton, I've committed to shorts weather now, and Indiana's kind of busting out this out-of-nowhere rain and a little bit colder weather, and so I'm walking around in shorts, and there's no turning back at this point.
I'm with you, brother. We're gonna get through this thing together.
Sounds good. At least I know I've got support of you.
Absolutely. As always, man. Well, hey, some good baseball this week. What did you learn from your time with the McCutchen-Harrison series? What did we learn about those two teams?
Well, kind of what I felt like I already knew. Harrison is going to struggle offensively and going to have to rely on pitching and defense, and really just got off to a bad start on Tuesday against McCutchen, gave up four runs in the first inning, and then in the bottom half of the inning had a chance to kind of make a little comeback there, had the bases loaded, had already scored a run, and couldn't push one across. And Harrison's a team that's going to have to take advantage of those kind of opportunities and not leave runners stranded, because I don't think they have the offense 1 through 9 to just be able to count on getting a certain number of runs a game. They didn't capitalize there and ended up losing 8-3. And then last night had a 2-0 lead early and ended up giving up 5 runs in the 5th and 6th innings and lose a 5-2 game. So what I learned about Harrison, they've got to find some more bats in the lineup, and they've been kind of injured, and they're getting some of those guys back, and that will help a bit. With McCutchen, it's I talked to Doug Schreiber before the game, and one of the things he said was, we've got to find some pitching depth. Well, then he puts in a relief pitcher in that first game because his pitcher struggled in the first inning and then hits a pair of guys in the second, and this reliever goes 6 innings and strikes out 11. So it's kind of like, I think he's got something there. He said that kid's good enough to be a 1 or 2 pitcher, but they've needed him maybe more, every night type of situation where he comes in and pitches 2 innings one night, 2 innings the next night, versus you burn all up his pitch count in one day. So seems like they've got maybe a little bit of pitching depth. Mason Douglas seemed to pitch pretty well last night. I think McCutchen's going to be fine. They've got enough bats in the lineup that, they got rolling a little bit here. And the games they've lost, they've just kind of stubbed their toe in 1 or 2 innings. And, they've got some losses that kind of make you scratch your head so far. But that's why, as Central Catholic coach Tim Bourdonnais says, that's why you play all these practice games before you get to the tournament.
And you mentioned Central Catholic, a split with West Lafayette, each team winning on its home field. So what do you make of the Knights, and what do you make of the Red Devils?
Well, the last night was an absolute stunner. I couldn't believe that West Lafayette was able to win that game. But this is the kind of telling about how high school baseball works. I went into that game with the mindset that I was going to write one story, which was going to be West Lafayette's catcher, Owen Walbaum. His dad is a former West Lafayette baseball coach, now in the administration there. Owen is going to Purdue to play baseball, but he was absolutely atrocious last year offensively and probably batted in the low 200s. And then this year he's just been tearing the cover off the ball, and he did that again last night. He on a very windy day, hit the ball to the fence, so the wind blowing straight in. That tells you the kind of power he has and just what kind of a hot bat he's swinging right now. That was my storyline, and lo and behold, the pitcher, Tyler Wiseman, comes in. First start of the year, hasn't pitched in a year other than a couple innings just to get him back in the mix last week, and struggled with shoulder arthritis, and comes in and just blows through Central Catholic's lineup. Takes a no-hitter into the 6th inning, ends up pitching a 3-hitter complete game, and I think that's something West Lafayette needed, was we've got to have a pitcher we can count on when it gets in the tournament and know when he pitches, we're going to shut the other lineup down. And you've got that in him now, and he's going to be the ace of that staff. Central Catholic is a team that you always know they're going to win a lot of games. They're going to figure out what they're good at and maximize that. And right now I think what they're good at is, kind of letting the defense get out. They're not going to strike out a ton of guys, but they're going to throw the ball over the plate and let the other team put the ball in play and count on the defense to make plays. They have not been able to hit the ball efficiently, consistently. yet, which, you know, was kind of concerning, especially when you think back to last year in the semi-state. They lost the game 1-0. You know, and there's been a few times in the past years that their bugaboo coming into the tournament was, you know, when they face a good pitcher, they've got to try to scratch and claw and get a run or two across because they know their defense is going to hold the other team. But they've lost some heartbreakers that were 1-0, 2-1 in recent years in the postseason.
Sam King with us from the Lafayette Journal and Courier, high school sports extraordinaire on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline. Stuart?
All right, Sam, I've been waiting all week to ask you these. How did the Sprinter Showcase go last Friday? And I need some times. I need a 100 time. I need a 200 time. I need a 400 time. I need to know what's going on. Who's running these times and where we're at?
Oh, gosh, I can't remember the times now, but if you're a fan of Tippecanoe County track, it was extremely successful because you bring in some of the best runners in the state to Lafayette Jeff, and it's a chance for these kids to see where they stack up. And there's three champions from Tippecanoe County. West Lafayette had a relay team win. I believe it was the 4x4, maybe. Lafayette just 4x1 wins, and it was the first race that those four had ever run together. So that's extremely pleasing. You know, they're talking state champion potential with these four guys that are all football players. And Thomas Hogan is a kid that I think was the story of the meet. He ended up being the male runner of the meet. He won the 200. He was on that victorious 4x1. And he's a kid that last year advanced the state in the 200. But unfortunately, he didn't have the grades, and the semester kind of ends right there before the state finals. He didn't have the grades to stay eligible and didn't get to go to the state finals. And it bugged him, I mean, as it would anybody. That was his freshman year. He would have been the only freshman competing in that event at the state finals. It's a chance that even if you go there and you bomb, you go there and you find out what that big meet's all about, you see what it takes to kind of win or get on the podium there. And he didn't get that chance because he couldn't keep his grades in order. So he's really, you know, been focused on getting good grades, getting better grades anyway, and trying to stay eligible because he's got all the speed in the world, and they think he's a kid that's going to be a state champion in that event before he graduates, and he's still only a sophomore. But, yeah, the thing that came out of that, I think the Broncos 4x1 ran a 42-61 or something like that, and they really didn't run a great race. The first handoff with the baton was just kind of looked weird, and then maybe that's part of they haven't run together yet. You know, the second leg took off running before he had the baton and had to, like, slow down and wait for Bishop Johnson to catch back up and get it in his hand. Also, Derek Matthews, who's an exceptional receiver on the football team and kind of had a breakout year, never ran track before. And they convinced him to come out. He's got a lot of speed, and he's running the anchor of that event and did a great job of holding everybody else off in a race that included Carmel, which included Avon, the defending state champion in the event. It was a big confidence booster for those guys, I'm sure.
And Sam, if I remember correctly, I don't think the weather was really, like you said, was too good for really having some really good time. I want to say there was a big headwind, wasn't there?
Yeah, there was. I mean, it's great when you're on one side of the track, but the other side of the track, you're running, you know, basically feel like you're not moving a lot of times, even though you're making pretty good speed. So, yeah, the wind will come into play in a meet early in the season a lot of times. You know, when it's June and you're running in Bloomington, usually it's perfect sunny weather. And depending on when your event is, you could be running, you know, in great conditions if there's an overcast or if it's not quite the, you know, the sun's not at its peak or whatever yet. So, yeah, I think they're going to get a lot faster. I know they'll have to run probably in the 41s, maybe low 41s to compete for a state title. But given that this was the first race they ran together and with the conditions, I think they're going to fine tune a lot of things, and they should be in the mix come June for a state championship.
And Sam, I'm a huge fan of the 4x4 race. You know, as a sprinter, I think every great sprinter should be a good 400 runner. So I'm excited to hear that West Lafayette has a good 4x4 team. Any idea of what that time was and who that team's made up of?
Gosh, Kyle Hazel is on it, the son of former Purdue football coach Daryl Hazel. He's on there, and he's an exceptional hurdler as well. I know Mitchell Curl, he's on the cross country team, but he's more of an 800 type runner. He's on that team, and he's going to Cornell to run next year. Gosh, I can't remember the other two kids off the top of my head, and I wish I had the results sitting in front of me, but I do not. But West Lafayette always has great runners. And, you know, those two guys are probably the two main standouts for that team anyway. They'll be in the state finals in individual events as well as if they can get a relay there.
So I've got a...
Your tweet, Sam, says Kyle Hazel, Mitchell Curl, Joseph Peterson, and Noah Stenberg. Does that sound about right?
Yeah. Yeah. And Noah Stenberg is an excellent runner as well. I think he's a kid that competed in another event and did quite well as an individual. So, those are the four guys. It was excellent to see them win because I had already kind of determined that I was writing about Lafayette Jeff at that point, and then that maybe surprised me a little bit that team won. But, you know, it's going to be fun to watch over the course of the rest of the season. And as the city-county comes up here in a few weeks and sectional conference races, and the times are just going to get better. Teams are still fine-tuning and even in some cases trying to find out which foursome works best in those relays right now.
Yeah, no doubt. It's always fun to see all this stuff unfold here as Mother Nature starts to give us a little bit of a break. Sam, thanks so much as always, man. Have a great weekend.
All right. Thanks, guys.